This is Bigger Pockets Daily, expert advice for real estate investors. If you like what you hear, check out biggerpockets.com. I think you'll find a warm, welcoming community, a wealth of data to help you make the best decisions, and calculators to help you analyze deals. We make the blog articles available on this show so you can absorb the information while you're organizing the garage or remodeling your bathroom on this Saturday. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Low-cost properties are actually the most expensive, by Eric Fernwood. Low-cost properties are appealing because you can acquire and generate income with less initial capital, of course. However, they're actually the most expensive way to achieve and maintain financial freedom. Let's talk about why. What determines prices and rents anyway? Real estate prices and rents are driven by supply and demand. Surprise, surprise. When the number of sellers equals or exceeds the number of buyers consistently, property prices remain low. If prices do increase, the rise will be gradual. Furthermore, when prices are low, more people can afford to buy, leading to fewer renters. This results in stagnant or slowly increasing rents. Where there are consistently more buyers than sellers, property prices are higher and rents and prices rise. In the right locations, rents outpace inflation. So, here are two of many indicators of a location where rents and prices are likely to keep pace with inflation. Significant, sustained metro population growth. Only when the population increases rapidly will demand for housing be enough to raise prices and rents at a rate that outpaces inflation. Low crime is another thing, too. On average, a corporation lasts for 10 years, while an S&P 500 company typically survives for 18. This means most non-government jobs your tenants currently have may disappear in the foreseeable future. In order for your tenants to sustain their current rent level, new companies must set up operations in the city, offering jobs with similar wages and requiring similar skills. High-crime cities are not typically chosen for new business operations. Without these replacement jobs, your tenants may be forced to accept lower-paying service sector jobs. This could lead to a decrease in rent, or at best, limit potential rent increases. Capital required to reach financial security. To replace your current income, you'll likely need multiple properties. The capital required to purchase the properties depends on the appreciation rate. Low appreciation cities. Cities with a low appreciation rate have low prices due to limited long-term housing demand. With a low appreciation rate, you really can't use a cash-out refinance to buy additional properties. Therefore, all the funds required to purchase multiple properties would have to come from your savings. An example will help, I think. Suppose each property costs $200,000 exactly. That would be nice. And you need 20 properties to match your current income. Assuming a 25% down payment, how much must come from your savings just for the down payments? Let's take a look at this. Total capital from savings, 20 times 200,000 times 25% or 0.25 equals a cool $1 million. High appreciation cities. Suppose you purchase property in a city with high appreciation. You could then use cash out refinancing on existing properties to fund the down payments on future ones. Another example, suppose each property costs $400,000 and you can use a cash out refi for the down payment on the next one. In this case, the total capital required from savings to purchase 20 properties will be total capital from savings, $400,000 times 0.25 or 25% equals $100,000. Okay, so the question then is how long you need to wait in order to accumulate sufficient equity for a $100,000 down payment. In the following calculation, I will assume a 7% appreciation rate. The formula for future value. All right, so let's dive in here and follow along if you can. Future value equals present value times 1 plus annual appreciation percentage and number of years into the future. All right, so here's the investable capital after years 1 to 5. I am not going to do years 1 through 4. Let's go ahead and skip to after year 5, the formula goes like this. $400,000 times 1 plus 7% and 5 times 75% minus $300,000 equals $120,766. So, after 4 or 5 years or so, you can use the net proceeds from a 75% cash-out refinance as the down payment for your next property without dipping into your savings at all. We have a diagram that also shows the almost geometric progression of acquiring properties this way, so you can kind of see it with your own eyes. Many of our clients have successfully used this method to grow their portfolios. It's really cool how it plays out in real life. And inside this article at biggerpockets.com, because it's way too confusing to go into in audio form, you can take a look at the formula to determine capital required to maintain financial security. Very cool to plug in your own numbers and follow along there as well. And some final thoughts as we wrap up for today. Low-cost properties are the most expensive because cities with low property prices have limited appreciation. And with limited appreciation, you can't really grow your portfolio through cash-out refinances. Therefore, every dollar invested has to come from savings. If rents don't keep pace with inflation, you just have to constantly buy more properties to maintain your standard of living or return to the 9-to-5. No! Higher cost properties are the least expensive because in cities with high housing demand, prices and rents rise rapidly. This enables the use of cash out refis to purchase additional properties, and this significantly reduces the total capital from savings needed to purchase the number of properties required to replace your current income. Thanks for checking out this episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Have you checked out the latest new podcast from Bigger Pockets? It's pretty awesome. Level up your real estate investing with a weekly dose of entertaining takes and expert analysis on the trends, data, and headlines shifting today's economy. All happening on the Bigger Pockets podcast, On the Market, hosted by Dave Meyer and a panel of experts. Start investing with confidence. Stay here on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and navigate to On the Market. Or you can find the show by visiting biggerpockets.com/podcasts. But hey, don't leave me here all alone. Please, I'll meet you back here tomorrow. Adios.